Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I want to take a minute to invite you homegrown listeners over to Comstock, Nebraska, next Saturday, November 1st, for the third go-round of the Comstock Poetry Gathering, held at the Comstock Baptist Church. Activities will get underway at 1:30, with four afternoon sessions, followed by a soup and sandwich supper put on by the Westcott Baptist Youth Group. The evening program, starting at 7 o'clock, will be featuring Bill May of Riverdale, Janet Parkhurst from up at Kilgore, and myself. Don Shada has some terrific area talent lined up for all day, so please plan on coming for the whole shebang. As Don was putting this gathering together, he decided to try something new this year. He's calling it a greenhorn session. If there are some folks who have been writing cowboy poetry that have not had a chance to perform for anyone but the livestock, come on over and try your stuff out on some genuine human listeners. This morning I'd like to run by an updated version of a little poem I call The Gathering. There's a wild turkey in a Stetson with his back against the wall, and a buzzard in the high seats sure that someone's gonna fall. Banty Rooster on the stage strutting all his stuff. His hen is in the audience, she cannot get enough. The peacock is getting ready, and he's looking mighty fine. Little Lady Western Meadowlark is working on a line. The songbirds in the hallway are practicing a tune. Well, look who just wandered in, it must be Mr. Loon. If you're curious of what I'm talking about, I've given you a smatherin of what you're probably going to see at the Comstock Cowboy Poetry Gathering. Thanks for riding along this morning on Homegrown. I hope to see some of you listeners next weekend. Don Shada also has a cowboy church service planned for next Sunday morning at the Westcott Baptist Church. Following that, I'll be heading up north to help with another youth group supper Sunday evening. The Dorsey Community Church, north of O'Neill, will be hosting myself and my friends from the musical troupe In the Loop. I hope that some of you folks in Nebraska's northern tier can join us there. I'd like to finish out my portion of this morning's program with a poem that I've titled Some Poem, and then Minnesota cowboy singer Pop Wagner will finish up the show with a song that he calls 40 and Found. Some have perfect rhythm, some have careless rhyme, some can take you to some other place and time. Some talk of kings and cottages and maidens behind veils. Some talk of men who work and sweat on dusty cattle trails. Some go on forever, like spreading bindweed vines. Some search for truth and meaning, tucked between the lines. Some gather dust on shelves that the world will never see. And sometimes we find ourselves in a wisp of poetry.
When the sun pops over the mesa's top and bakes the plains below, and it gets so hot that the cattle drop and sweat and pant and blow, then the cowhand rides the holes and creaks over the burning ground, with the sweat pouring down his cheeks for 40 a month and found. When the snow blows down from the mesa's rim, and the barbed wire hums in the gale, and the cattle drift into every dip, and the storm wipes out the trail, then the cowhand rides the draws and the fence, and circles each drifted mound, freezing the fool ain't got no sense for 40 a month and found. When the guns flash out in the midnight raid, and the wild herd makes a run, and the cattle bawl in their mad parade, and the whole world comes undone, then the cowhand rides with his knees clamped tight, crazy and hellward bound, fighting the fool sure loves the fight for 40 a month and found. I wonder when all of the work is through and the last herd's bedded down, what the poor cowhand will find to do as he waits for his harp and his crown. Will he herd the moon and the stars at night, keeping them heaven-bound, and gathered so they'll keep shining bright for 40 a month and found?